the vagina, dog.
Static.
Everybody, welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Miles.
I'm here with Bill Cosby.
Blue Bill Cosby, you see?
Oh. Behind the scenes.
The labia, doll.
Bubblegum.
Bubblegum labia, doll. That Ken Busai likes to chew. Jump, jump, jump.
Oh, my Lord. What's going on?
What's going on?
Hey, before you say anything.
Yes.
I saw the shortest Indian couple in the world.
All right.
I was at the grocery store. I was at the grocery store, and I'm like, you know, getting groceries and whatnot.
Checking out people.
As I am wont to do. Yeah. And I turned a corner, and boom, tiny, you know, people from India. Tiny, hardly tall enough to see over the cart.
Yeah.
Shopping.
What's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just telling you that it was just, I was like, it was a circus atmosphere. And I was thinking, I walked by and I'm thinking, should I help them? Because I'm pretty tall.
I'm pretty tall and good looking.
Oh, yeah, I'm tall. I'm a tall, strapping young dude here, right?
Well, yeah, okay. Yeah.
And I'm like, should I help them? Because, I mean, otherwise they're only going to be able to get what's on the lower shelves. I mean, literally. Unless they did some kind of thing where they got on each other's shoulders or something. Right?
Yeah, it sounds like lamb without bread, but go ahead. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I just thought that was bizarre. I just thought I should follow these people through the store and you know, help them out.
Right, right.
But I guess not. I didn't do it because I felt all weird, but...
Screw them. I'll do this.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Oh, he's there. He's
connected. God. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Did I click you in? I don't remember that.
God. Why?
I clicked him in here.
God, what's wrong, Miles?
It's Smidge Colonel Bomb.
I can't even be warned that these things are going to happen. You just can't, you know, spring this on a guy.
I didn't realize I hit the button. I was going to send him a note.
Oh.
And tell him that you were going to tell us your story about Mrs. Illinois.
Yeah.
First. But anyway, Smidge Colonel Bomb is a surprise guest for the evening. And Smidge, did you hear me talk about the tiny Indian people at the grocery store, or did you miss that?
I heard nothing, and actually, this is Byron, by the way.
I'm sorry.
I know we sound a lot alike, but, you know.
Sorry, Byron.
That Smidge guy, I don't know.
I think you must
he's not reliable. He doesn't show up.
Smidge's Skype account, apparently.
Yeah, no, we share, you know.
Oh, okay. So you didn't hear about the Indian short people?
Nothing. I've been having technical difficulties, kind of like Miles would have. I might, you know, I've been spending a half an hour trying to get my Skype going, so.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I have an outdated version and, yeah, all sorts of fun stuff here. I've had a laptop collecting dust in the basement for the last, like, 6 months.
Oh,
so I guess it doesn't like my old setup. I had to reconfigure Skype and all this fun stuff, you know.
I wonder what happened. I thought you were going to be around at 8, so.
Yeah, no, I was trying to be, you know.
Well, anyway, there was this really tiny Indian people at the grocery store, and it kind of not only freaked me out, but then also compelled me to help them, but I didn't. But I thought maybe I should help them because they could only get what was on the lower shelves. You know, they eat like children because that's where they put all the kids' stuff is on the lower shelves. I don't know what's going on with those poor people. Miles, are you still there?
I don't want to be associated with this story because it's so racist.
I'm not being racist. I'm not being anything. I'm just telling you it was an odd experience.
This doesn't seem very peaceful.
Oh, for Christ's sake.
Am I right in the middle of your episode? I mean,
yeah, that's okay though.
I totally have no idea what's going on now, but
that's all right. Miles is going to tell us about Mrs. Illinois right now. So let's listen intently.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Now, she was not a small Indian person.
No, she was not.
So, Miles, let me do a little bit of setup, or do you want to do it, Miles? All right. So anyway, Miles couldn't come down here to meet Manny the mailman.
Right.
But, you know, holy moly, can he hottail it to some other town to see Mrs. Illinois?
Yeah.
I just want to tell Manny, if he's listening, that,
yeah,
you know, maybe if you bring, you know, one of your hot male ladies with you next time, he may show up.
Yeah.
Just saying. That's all.
Oh, okay. I knew the haters would come out tonight.
That's not hating. I'm just saying.
I know how Cutler feels right about now. Go ahead.
Oh, hate. For Christ's sake.
Bring it on. Bring it on your hate.
So anyway, go ahead. I had
no, there was a thing I had going on. Coincidentally, I was doing some family stuff in that area.
But yeah, okay. Some family
stuff. No, I was doing some legitimate family stuff in that area, and
was this family stuff as in, hey, I saw in the paper or I read online that these guys are gonna be here, and you call your sister up and you're like, I'm gonna be up next weekend, whether you like it or not, sis.
No, it all kind of magically came together. No, I knew about this this football thing many, many months ago.
Right.
And I thought I probably will not be able to make it. But coincidentally,
yeah,
it coincided with some family obligations I took care of.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And my wife gave me a very short time to go to this, so I did not have much time.
What was your budget? Can I ask what that was?
Well, I paid about almost $10 in tolls round trip.
That's not much. I thought you meant $10 one way.
No, I mean round trip. You know what? That reminds me, though. The only glitch I had was I had to go through, like, three different tolls to get to this place in Libertyville.
Yeah.
And, like, the middle toll, I'm, like, a cash-only guy because I'm not from there, so I don't have that iPass thing, you know, where you can...
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So there's, like, one car ahead of me. I go, oh, thank God, I'll be through this thing in, like, 2 seconds, right?
Yeah.
And it says the plates say Kansas on the back. Kansas, right? I'm like, oh, okay.
Kansas.
And I say, what could go wrong with this? It can't, right?
It can't.
And I see, like, the husband and wife look like they're fumbling for money. I'm like, okay, this might take a few seconds.
Oh, they didn't have any cash?
And they gave the lady some money, and she gave them some stuff back. But then she starts handing them stuff.
Welcome to Libertyville. Here you go.
No, all of a sudden, look, the guy's got his flashers on. He's parked his car.
Oh, no, he's getting searched.
No, he's getting, like, directions or hotel.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know what he was getting, like, Groupon stuff or what it was.
I got a Groupon for this toll.
I'm paying two frickin' bucks or whatever it was for this frickin' toll, and I got to wait here. This guy's got his flashers on. I'm like, are you shitting me?
Can you just pull over to the side, sir?
And so I got there. I made it to Libertyville. I've never been to Libertyville before. It's a very nice town.
It's up near Chicago, I'm sure, somewhere.
But it's a northern suburb.
Northern suburb of Chicago? Yep. Okay.
I've never been there before. I had very little time. I wanted to do this, and also our biggest fan, CB, desperately wanted to meet me.
Oh, you went and met CB at this run. Okay.
Yeah. So, hater. So, there you go. Yeah, I got to meet CB.
When was this again?
Yesterday, actually, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And, no, but we had, you know, I said, if this works out, I'll meet up with you. And he says, you know, yes, I'll meet there, you know, and, you know, we'll meet up. I said, okay. And so
did he go to the event with you, at the Bears event?
You know what? I brought my son, baby Bostephus, and CB meets me and us, and he's very nice. And
well, I know. You can see when you're going to go meet CB, maybe you need a little bouncer, you know.
Well, I don't know. He really wanted to meet me bad, so I thought, well, just in case he's Ed Gein or something, you know, wear me like a coat or something. I thought, this
right.
But I realized he's basically my twin brother. You know, we meet.
It puts the lotion in the basket.
No, he was very nice person, super nice guy.
Oh, okay.
Else, anything you want, I'm buying for you and your son.
What?
That's right.
Oh, so you just soaked it up.
And I'm like, okay, well, steaks for everybody, and
oh, CB, potatoes, poor guy.
Salad, you know. No, I had...
You know, my dog's hungry at home. I need to take some of this with me.
No, that's good. No, actually, I sat by CB. I got in the booth, and I sat right by CB.
All right.
Does my wife break something here tonight?
Were you touching each other, or were you separated? Or?
We did embrace later. I made him hug me.
Oh, well, that took a while. That's like climbing a jungle gym there.
Yeah, I wanted to get out of my element. I'm like, well...
I shook Manny and his son's hand. That was the extent of any contact we had. Just
I insisted on a hug before we.
There would be no hugging.
And so we're talking about the show and about our private lives. We actually have similar lives. It's kind of funny, but.
Really?
We're both geniuses. You know.
Oh, that's good. I would have figured at least one half of you would have been a genius.
Well, okay. Well, he makes up for the two of us. Like one and a half men, you know. So in the meantime, I had brought out Flat Manny, and we had this young Italian girl as a waitress. I go, I want to get her picture with Flat Manny.
I know. You are the king of getting people to hold this object and get their picture taken. I will tell you that.
He was not like, at first he's like, what is this? What? Why? What? And so I talked the girl into doing it, which didn't take very long. She's like, oh, yeah, I'll do it. Could you act like you're kissing it now?
Oh, there you go.
Oh, oops. My wife just walked in the room to hear that. Oops. Sorry. Yeah. We're talking about Mrs. Illinois here in just a minute.
Yeah.
So these were the pictures you were posting. I saw these, I believe.
Yes. You didn't preface this with, would you kiss a rabbit? Did you?
Well, if you kiss a paper doll, then you
would. I'm
worried
about that. I'm more worried about embarrassing our son.
Too late. Yeah, my son.
Too late.
Oh, father, the shame.
Oh, father.
And so I had to, you know, hurry everything along because I go, my wife is making me leave Libertyville at 1:30 exactly. I have to leave.
I gotta be on the road, son.
Gotta watch The Walking Dead tonight, so we gotta get going. So
yeah, it's a long haul.
Anyway, that's not a very exciting story. So they had like a fundraiser. It was the Peyton family was having their toy drive, and I went to this last year in like Buffalo Grove or something. And
did you take a toy with you?
I brought cash.
Oh, okay.
You could pay cash or bring a toy, and I brought cash.
Oh, well, and some kid's going to get what he wants instead of like some old Ninja Turtle thing from 10 years ago or something.
Here's something Bob Lament sent like 20 years ago.
Yeah, right. Here's the toy that Bob sent to my kids when they were little.
Here's an old video camera, I guess, Bob.
Kids love video cameras. Look.
And, you know, I was like, after a while, like I was putting CB to work, like, could you... Because I brought like a gym bag full of stuff, you know. Like,
oh, the sign, of course.
Could you hold up the pictures and hold the camera? I was like putting him to work, the poor guy, you know.
That was like your assistant for the afternoon.
Yes, because my son's like, I gotta go take a crap, you know. Okay, all right, so.
I don't think he probably really had to. Just.
So I was meeting all these people, and there's Mrs. Illinois.
Yes.
A Randy Moxie. Which I did not know. She's from Moundsville, Virginia, West Virginia.
Oh, really?
Which would interest my wife, because she would know that.
For a second there, I thought you said her name was Randy Moxie.
I think so. Is it Randy Moxie? I think it is, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so I get my picture with her. Now, here comes the payoff, right?
Okay.
Where the student becomes the master.
Yeah.
You know what CB says to me? He goes... I want to take a picture holding Flat Manny.
Dun, dun, dun.
I go, I don't think you're ready for this.
Oh, wow, yeah.
You're not ready. You're not worthy of it. He goes, Miles, please. Please let me do this.
Yeah, no, I couldn't tell. Was this the signed Flat Manny?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't have time to get a new one, but.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what he said. He whispers something in her ear. He went up to her very discreetly. He whispered something in her ear.
He goes, this is my intellectually challenged friend. He has this paper doll he carries with him everywhere. He loves to get people's pictures, but he's too afraid to ask. You know, and after she stood with you already and she felt your palsy.
I tell you what, I... you would think, okay, like I'm a pretty big dude, you know.
Yeah, no kidding. It looked like she was coming out of your belly button, for Christ's sake, in that picture.
I'm not particularly good looking either. Okay, so I've got like two.
No argument there.
This lady brought me in very close. Okay.
Yeah.
Like she was none too shy. Like, sure, I'll take my pick. Come here, big boy. And like, boom.
She's like, yeah.
Oh my God! Like my gravitational pull just like sucked her right in. Like,
yeah, no kidding.
So anyway, CB, I don't know what magic this guy works, but he like says something to her, hands her the flat manic. She kind of looked at it, you know, like, not sure about this, you know?
Right.
But she did it.
Oh, there you go.
And CB, what was funny was CB goes to take the picture. He had like the shakiest hands. It was like Don Knotts, like,
hold on there, Andy.
Andy, I want to take it. But no, he did it. He manned it up and he did it.
Can't believe she's holding it.
I know. No, I think he's going to get his own and start doing his own pictures. I only hope that I've inspired
him. That'd be great.
To do it. But, what's that, hon?
Flat miles.
Flat miles? No, there would never be a flat miles. It would be a round mile.
No, it would be like, you know those big stuffed animals that you get at the carnival, the giant ones?
Yeah.
It would be one of those, only bigger.
Yeah, well,
it's the biggest one of those you could get. You have to carry that thing around.
I'm just hoping
it's squished by miles.
I was just hoping you were going to say, a Weeble or something, you know.
Yeah, there you go, a giant life-size Weeble.
She was very nice. She was
you're more like a Weeble, like upside down. Because yeah. The big part is higher.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Rather than lower, it's higher.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was really cool. Yeah, I met a few people. I didn't really get to talk to them very much, but met a lot of, you know, Des Clark. I met, you know.
Yeah.
Which he doesn't know, but I really pissed him off bad on Facebook one time. But I don't want to go into that.
Oh, for Christ's sake!
I really got this guy upset with me once, but I didn't want to allude to that story because I knew.
Yeah, no. Oh, hey, yeah, you're that. Fat Polish guy got me all pissed off.
Yeah, you're the one that said I couldn't play football very well, right?
You
said,
yeah, let's see it now, buddy. Pow.
Yeah, no, I was trying to get tickets from him once, like a long time ago, and he thought I was being a wise ass.
Well, you were, probably.
I was not. I was just a little frustrated with the situation. He goes, hey, man.
I can't get my free tickets.
Hey, Polak, back off, man. I'm like, all right.
My mentally challenged act is not working.
I don't know. It did not work because he could not see the flat manny, you know. it was really cool.
Well, very nice. So, any? Do you want to say anything? I mean, the Mrs. Illinois part—that's pretty cool.
Well, you seem pretty interested about that. I mean, I met other.
I don't really care about these other guys. Come
any
on.
Any battle, you know, star from West Aurora High. You don't want to know about him?
No, I don't care about him.
Does
he means nothing. Nothing.
McGee. Yeah, I know. I put a little, you know, in here, and now you're like, hey.
Well, that's the only, you know.
Because you know why? Because you live through me. That's the funny
thing. That's true. I do. I would never go talk to that person.
You're like, Mrs. Illinois, I do not have the cojones to go up there. And.
Well, if I was there, I wouldn't be there, number one. I don't have the interest to drive 8 hours or whatever the hell it was out of my way. But, yeah.
The weird part came was, I have buns of steel. Would you feel them? She's like, yes. And I was like, okay.
Uh-oh, watch out.
But no, that did not happen. But.
And then she lost a finger, right? Or a ring.
A ring. No,
that's my Mrs. Illinois ring.
Yeah, no.
You had to buy me dinner to get that back.
This is going
to
sound a little weird, but can I wear your tiara for like a minute?
And your shoes.
Yeah, your shoes and a sash.
Okay. It's like a cow walking around. High heels and a tiara.
I should ask for that. Can I wear your hair out just for a minute or two? And...
Yeah. I'm afraid you don't have enough hair for it to stick into your head there.
Yeah, they'd have to just like use like nails or something or staples.
Get a couple zip strips.
So between, like I say, trying to visit with, CB and, getting some autographs, as I love to do.
I know. You really love those autographs.
Time, I did leave.
So you want to talk about CB at all or no?
I think I said everything I was going to say. No, he's a nice guy. He bought lunch. He was a very nice guy.
He bought lunch?
Yeah, he bought lunch.
What's up with that?
He offered. He goes, listen, I am like uber rich. I'm beyond rich. You know, I could buy and sell you and Bob Lament. I go, I know that, sir. Thank you. I appreciate this.
Did he buy your kid lunch too?
Yes, he did.
Wow.
So I invited Mrs. Illinois over. I said, hey, this guy's buying lunch. Come on over.
Yeah. She's like, that's all right.
That's okay.
Yeah. I got to go wash my hands.
Yeah, let me, yeah. No, I'm just kidding. No, it was very, we had a nice visit. We talked about the show quite a bit. He went to the same college that you and I went to.
Yeah, I know he went down to Carbondale. I don't recall. I mean, did we ever meet him? Did you figure that out?
It probably not, it sounds like.
Oh, okay.
He had a bit of traveling, it sounds like, and I did not do that much as he did, so.
No, but I mean, as far as, like, being down at school, were we at different times, or were we overlap, or what?
About 1990. Yeah, he was
there. Oh, okay, so he was there when we were there.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he didn't see him on the quad when we did any kind of
You know, I didn't go that much into it. He didn't really go that much into it.
Oh, all right. No problem.
But we both ended up in different fields. You know, that was funny. Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
So, yeah.
Oh, why was he in cinema, too?
Yes, he was in adult cinema. And not adult cinema. I'm just kidding. No, he Bear wants to get nice guy, super nice guy. Bob, I would hope that you would meet up with him someday.
Oh, eventually. I may leave the house eventually here. Who knows?
Well, he said he might go to St. Louis to meet you.
If he comes down here, I'll meet him for lunch or something. Sure.
I said you will not see Bob's house. I guarantee it. You will not see it. But, yes, he will meet you outside of his house. Yes.
Right, yeah, because you lost the last bet.
Yeah, I know.
You said I wouldn't meet anybody.
I know.
You're right. I think that's a safe bet to make. You will not see the house.
Yeah.
I don't even think Byron will ever see the house.
So. Unlikely.
Not even Manny, right?
No, Manny didn't come see the house. No. That's castle.
I have to say, though, I mean, come on, man. You know, so you made the effort to see CB, but not Manny, right?
Well, I think me and Manny have agreed that I'm going to go to NJ someday and see him.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Is that whenever your brother decides to take another trip sometime? So
yes, my brother pays for it. I really have to insist that I get to spend at least 3 days at his house. So.
Oh great! That's no. Manny say no. He can make it through. He could barely make it through a half a day without taking a giant crap.
Yeah.
After 3 days, you're going to have to call the sewage department to come help you clean out the pipes. You know,
I want to leech off him for 3 days. And then
I will allow my presence for 3 days as long as you ply me with drinks and food.
That's right. We'll have conversations like Brando and Sheen did in Apocalypse Now.
There you go.
Me just sitting around talking. Him just like.
You're sitting in your underwear all sweaty.
Wiping my forehead.
Wiping your forehead. That's right. I could see that scenario playing out very well.
What do they call it when the assassins accuse the assassins?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so.
It would be, if you were sitting around here, it would be just like Brando, actually.
It would, yeah, actually, surprisingly. But
yeah, you'd have to shave your head a little bit. But
we have already made plans to get together.
All right.
In New Jersey, because I'm going to go visit my aunt someday in Philly. And when I do that, I will go see Manny.
Okay. Fair enough.
And he agreed that it would work out better that way.
No problem.
Yeah. So there.
Well, that sounds like an exciting adventure. More autographs. The Iowa autograph whore was out in force.
Mm-hmm.
And drug poor CB along.
And got him involved in the craziness that is
much. Well, I hope to see some more Flat Manny stuff. That's what I hope to see.
I think I know what stuff you like to see, yes.
Well, you know, it's hard to see because she's behind you. It's almost like like she's trying to do a cutout, but there's no hole.
Yeah.
Totally hidden. It's like you're not supposed to look like this, you know, half Polish, half Italian guy or whatever you are. And
get up on my shoulders. We're going to do a picture like this. Okay?
Yeah, do something like that. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. No, good times.
So, thank you, Byron, for being so patient. Byron is here because he has some questions for you and I, Miles, and we'll just kind of continue this if that's okay, Byron.
Okay, I wasn't sure how this would play out, but, you know.
No, we'll just keep going. I thought Miles would have some
forewarning that I'd be Skyping in, but I guess you didn't tell him, so.
No, well, okay. There's no point in telling him.
Yeah, I know.
Because if you do, you know, number one, he'll, you know, excuse himself or, you know. Or he'll forget anyway, and so it doesn't really matter.
Probably would have just forgot, to tell you the truth. But.
Exactly the same. Now, I was going to have you come on after we were done talking, but that's okay.
Oh, okay. Whichever way you want to do this.
No, we're going. We're recording right now.
Okay, so. All right. Well,
so I'm going to turn the show over to Byron, and Byron's going to talk about something or another here.
Well, yeah, this is kind of like last year now. I see we're going to work the plans right into your episode.
That's because we're lazy. Come on.
Just like that bad hair day thing I did, right? The 80s talk.
Right.
So
exactly.
Okay, Miles, what I'm trying to do is I was trying to work up a Halloween plan for this season, for 2014. I haven't done a Gunkcast Halloween for 2 years, so okay. I thought, what can I do a little different this time? Why not include some people's various Halloween true-to-life stories? And I know you have one or two,
He could talk about his at walker.
Yeah. I try, every time I do a Gunkcast Halloween, I have to tell something that's pretty true to life, you know, something that's actually happened to me or somebody I know. So, and I'm pretty sure both you guys have had something occur in your lives. So,
it is something.
Yeah, something. It could be creepy, it could be funny, whatever, but something that actually happened that, you know.
Well, it depends on what. Okay, so it could be
a ghost
creepy,
adventure.
It could be sad.
Yeah.
It could be
something unexplained,
funny.
Paranormal. You know, I'm pretty sure I've talked to Miles in the past, and he's told me a few things. So,
well, I know. I've had all of those things happen, and Miles is not aware of this, I'll go first if that's okay, Miles. So you can think, unless you got something right now.
Oh, I think quiet because I'm trying. Is it something that had to happen on Halloween, or is it something in general?
No. Just something in your life, something, anything, you know, that defies explanation, or you know.
Okay.
A ghost story, man. You know, that's what I'm going for here. So I've done this a couple episodes so far in the Gunkcast run, so I'm trying to come up with something this year.
Miles wakes up every morning, and he goes to get his clothes on, and he has this pair of Cavaricci jeans. And every time he sees it, he's like, oh, I used to be able to fit into those.
You notice the jealousy of this guy that he never had a suit like that?
I did not. I never had a suit like you. I was poor, and... Thank you for the segue, Miles. I was so poor. Let me tell you what my Halloween costumes consisted of.
God, no.
This is the sad one, Byron. So I basically, all my costumes through my entire like childhood were all hand-me-downs. Let me tell you, I was, do you remember you ever see the banana splits? La, 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 right? You remember this cartoon, mm-hmm. the live action, and then they had cartoons in with it? One banana, two banana, three, you remember that? Okay. So anyway, for the first like 4 years of my life, I was Banana Split. I would think it was Fiegel, it was the dog of the Banana Splits. Because that's the costume that my brother wore the previous 4 years. And so, the thing was, the Banana Splits was on the year I was born. By the time I was wearing it, it's been off the air for 4 years. And everybody's like, who are you? I'm like, I'm Banana Split. They're like, really? I'm like, yeah. And we kept that thing forever.
Oh, my God.
So that's sad number one. Right? And then after I got a little older, and I outgrew the Fleagle Banana Split outfit, I was a skeleton, and I basically wore that until I was like 12, until I could not fit in the skeleton part anymore. And I would just wear the mask.
I got a boner.
And that was it. I had the skeleton with green hair mask, and I wore that for like 4 more years or 5 more years. And then eventually I could not wear the bone part. You know, and so I had to get rid of that. So then, this is so sad, isn't it, Byron?
Yeah.
So then when I was
pretty
like
sad.
10 or 11 or something like that, I made myself I liked the Lone Ranger, which again, for a child my age, didn't make any sense whatsoever. Lone Ranger was a show in the 50s or 60s or something, and this was the 70s. And so I made my own Lone Ranger mask because I had some cap guns, and so I was the Lone Ranger for a couple of years. And then, to make it even more pitiful, I switched over to Zorro, and my mom penciled on a mustache for me. That, in its entirety, is my Halloween...
My God.
My Halloween costume lineage. Not every year was different. Every year was very much the same, and just had to change as I got bigger. So... Now, the only fun thing was... When I was 16, I was involved in the Scholastic Bowl, which is a geek kind of thing, right? And we had a Scholastic Bowl tournament on Halloween, of all things. And so then we had a break. So, you know, it's just like basketball. You have a bye when you're doing a tournament. And so on our bye, our teacher didn't really, who was our sponsor or whatever, he never kept track of us. And so we all just took off during our bye. He said, just be back here at whatever time it was. So we went trick-or-treating around the school. In our, you know, we were dressed up in suits and ties. And we would just say we were doctors or accountants and see if anybody would give us candy. That was my 16. And amazingly enough, we actually got quite a bit of candy. So that was kind of pitiful as well.
Sad, yes.
So I've got a scary one, but I'll let Miles go now that he's crying right now. I know from my childhood. Thank you, Miles.
I was always an army guy. Because, and I think we still have this, but for some reason I ended up, my uncle was in Korea, and I think a shirt he owned that has our last name on it, so I thought that was cool. So I think I wore that for like 10 years in a row. I was always like an army guy. And
then you come home and go, Miles, I have had the shirt.
I know where you're going with this.
Up my ass.
I know. You're walking up my ass speech. Yeah, I knew it.
And they're like, this is cool. I'm going to wear it for Halloween.
Yeah.
So you were army man for Halloween.
Army man, yeah. I was always army man. Always army man.
Well, you know, you had the looks for it.
I had the helmet, yeah. My dad, you know, always bought me his army stuff. He's all, like, when I was a little kid, he's all army stuff, yeah.
I know. You were the youngest, right? So
yeah, I had all this cool armor. I had, like, a full uniform at one time, man. I was a badass.
He's like, look at our little army man right there. Army man.
Yeah.
The only way he'll have a career.
Yeah, I know. I'm surprised I'm not in the army after wearing.
Your son, you've got no brains. You're ugly. You can't do anything. Go in the army.
And so I did that. And then I was one of those kids that like quit trick or treating early, you know, at an early age.
Like how early? Eight?
No, I went beyond that. But, you know, like I stopped definitely way before high school, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I went out just as a lark in high school.
So, which made my mom's day because guess what I became? I became the candy guy.
The candy guy. Well, it made your day as well, I'm sure.
No, it didn't because I wanted to watch TV and like we had like this split foyer.
Split foyer. Oh, you guys used to have this armor, didn't you?
We had a suit. Yeah, we had a foyer.
A foyer with a suit of armor in it. I remember that.
Yes, we were very rich. Yes.
You were. You had it nice. You're just an army man. You wouldn't have a suit of armor.
And there was this hickish family that lived in town for a brief time.
And that would be your dad's lover.
No. It was like the Walton family on crack, you know.
Oh, okay. I was thinking that's where some of your siblings might have came from. Just saying.
Most of the kids, there was a lot of, I don't know, there was like four or five of them, and I don't remember their name, but they came to the door and they didn't have any costumes, and they're like, trick or treat.
Yeah, that's what I was doing, yeah.
We were actually with a friend of mine at the time.
A friend of yours?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I only had one friend at the time.
Yeah.
He was also actually named Miles, too, which is funny, but. Yeah. Anyway, I go, no, come on, guys. You don't have costumes on. They're like, oh, come on, give us some candy. Come on, give us some. I'm like, no, no, you don't deserve none. You don't ever do this. Don't,
you're being stingy with the candy.
Yeah, don't ever do this to people, because I find out, like, later, my friend's like, hey, man, they stole, like, a bunch of stuff from outside your house, man.
Yeah, no kidding. That's what you give the candy.
I'm like, now you tell me, like, a week later, you know, oh, yeah, well, I didn't know if you knew or not. Like, yeah, I didn't know they stole all this crap, like the thermometer off the house. And
where's my suit of armor? Miles, where's my suit of armor?
Actually, I don't. My brother actually has that now. Actually,
oh, does he?
I think it's in a box in his garage somewhere.
Yeah, I was gonna say he probably doesn't have it displayed as nicely as I recall.
It's all dismantled, I think. But yeah, we actually had it. They actually got that from Ace Hardware. They bought.
You see what happens if you get enough Ace points?
I guess that's where they bought it. An Ace Hardware. It was actually a suit of armor. Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah, that's weird. But yeah, we had a nice house. It was nice.
It was a nice house.
So, whatever happens, Byron, please give kids candy. Do not renege on that. It's a deal. Okay?
It's always candy.
Don't cheap out with the candy. Even if it's the kid's like 30 years old, just give them candy. Believe me. Believe me.
Wow, 30 years old, that's kind of...
Yeah.
It's pretty scary.
Oh, that's a woman.
They do say trick or treat. I mean, it could be a trick, you know.
Anyway, they got their comeuppance later, because I know someone that shot their dog after that. So.
And that someone was you, Army Man.
No, but I know who did.
I'm a sniper, Dad. Watch.
Yeah, I actually know that shot their dog.
Holy crap, you shot the neighbor's dog.
Yeah. Don't think twice again about stealing.
You're not going to be an Army Man. Yeah. Nice.
Actually, I know a guy. Here's a scary story. It has nothing to do with Halloween.
Okay.
This guy, Chuck, let's say. Chuck and Dave were friends, okay? And Chuck's kid gets bit by the neighborhood dog, right?
Okay, yeah.
And so Chuck says to his best friend, Dave, I'll put a $100 bounty if you kill that dog.
Oh, great. Okay.
So the friend's like, I'll do it. So, right. So they killed the dog. I don't know how they killed this dog. I assume they shot it. I don't know what they did. But before they disposed of the carcass, they cut off the ears.
Oh, nice.
And they sewed them to a baseball hat. This guy kept it hanging in his living room.
Oh, that's weird.
I actually saw this hat. I'm like, that is the weirdest. My sister's like, okay, don't look at it, but look at it. You know,
yeah, just look over there.
There's dog ears on that guy's hat. I'm like, oh my God.
Did he like do the tail out the back?
I don't know. After that, I was like, I want to get out of this house like right now.
This is my dog mullet hat. Thank you.
I know, I was like Jodie Foster in the end of Silence of the Lambs. Like, I'm getting out of here, right? Don't help, Catherine.
Oh, my goodness.
That was creepy.
That is creepy. That
is a 100% true story.
Weird.
That has nothing to do with Halloween, but, man, that is a 100% true story.
That's a creepy story.
I didn't say it had to do with Halloween. It could be any creepy story.
Well, use that in your story, then, man. Ugh.
Creepy.
So, Bob, do you have something a little scary for us here?
Well, I actually was on our show 2 years ago, I guess. But anyway, I went on a ghost tour of Alton that has been evidently made Miles jealous a couple years back now. Maybe it was 3 years. Anyway, so we went on this ghost tour. I paid an incredible amount of money to take my family on this ghost tour, which I didn't realize was going to cost this much, but whatever. That was the scary part right there, seeing the bill. And but anyway, we went to some Civil War places. We went to places where the Underground Railroad had been, you know, where they were taking slaves from the South to the North. And but I recorded the whole thing in my pocket on my phone. Right, and on my iPod, I think. But anyway, the interesting thing was we went into this old church. It was a Unitarian church at this point, but it was at birth, I think it was a Baptist church of some kind. And there's a story about this pastor who was kind of mysterious who killed himself in this church. And I recorded all this, and while the guy was talking, he stops talking for a moment, and this noise happens. But I did not hear the noise while we were there. I heard it on the recording later. So that was kind of creepy. At the same place, then, my wife and my daughter say they saw an apparition and my son saw an apparition in the, what do you want to call it? The pews, over against the wall by the pews, while we were in kind of the back part of the church. So I did not see it, but they said it walked across the back of the church there by the back of the church. So that was kind of creepy. All on the haunted tour. So they were all freaked out. They wanted to leave right away. So
I think I remember hearing that episode you talked about this.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting. But we went on a thing last year. We didn't have any encounters. And I think we're going to go again this year to something. We went to Lebanon last year. And I think we're going to Lebanon this year.
Cool. Well, I guess I'll go on with mine. I tried to tell something, and I've had two really good stories I've told in past episodes, and this one might be one of the best ones, but this is totally something that happened, actually. True, I mean, no BS here, but my grandmother on my mom's side, who was the first one to pass away, she died like mid-80s, but real cool lady. She was really fun. She had some health issues. She passed away in 85, but she had a story from when she was, her and my grandfather were retired. I mean, not retired. They were the last, like, they were living in a suburb of Chicago, in the early to mid 60s, before they retired out of state. And, at the time, they had these neighbors who they were really good friends with, and a more elderly couple, but they were, always hanging out, whatever. And the husband of the old man that lived next door, he would always be hanging out on his porch. And she always said he'd be wearing this, like, kind of a vintage hat, like a Stetson fedora, something like that. My grandmother and this guy would always be having this bet. He would say, she'd be like, you're a little older, but they were like, well, whoever dies first, how about the other one comes back and lets, whoever dies first, we'll let the other person know how the afterlife is. We'll actually return and give you a little, just some kind of sign. And well, several years later, this guy did pass away. And she swears this happened, that one night, she woke up. And it was like a summer night, but she saw something outside, their window. And it was like, and in the moonlight, she saw it was this guy, like the silhouette of that man wearing that hat. And she froze, and she's like, oh my God. I mean, how do you respond to that? But, and the guy, my grandmother's name was Charlene. And so he's like, Charlene, everything's okay. I just wanted to let you know everything's fine. And, after that, the next morning when she woke up, she saw this guy's hat sitting outside on their porch. And so she's like, because she thought she had a dream, but it was like she really found the hat sitting there unexplained. Now, the story gets better, but that's just the beginning of it. So my grandmother was telling my mom and myself this story. And so she kind of made the statement that, she's like, well, how about, and with my mom and me listening, she's like, she's like, now, when I go, do you want me to let you guys know how it is? And I was like, freaked out. Like, no, grandma, no way. And my mom was into that stuff at the time, like astrology and different things. So my mom's like, oh, I would love that if you would, like, if you came back and let us know. So a few years later, my grandmother passed away, sadly. And this totally, totally is the truth here. But my mom came back like a year, I don't know how long after my grandmother passed, but my mom was shopping at like the grocery store, whatever, bought some groceries, got some change, came home, and she was staring in disbelief at like a dollar bill. And I'm like, Mom, what's up with that? You know, what's going on? And she's like, my mom, mind you, she was at this time, you know, of her life, she was really, you know, now she's religious, but at that time she was like really into like kind of supernatural stuff and astrology. And she saw on the dollar bill some like astrology symbols. And well, my grandmother had a nickname. We used to call her Gigi. And it said Gigi on the dollar bill with astrology symbols all around it. And my mom actually looked up these astrology symbols, and it said basically leaving, everything is well, and I leaving like the galaxy or the universe, whatever, leaving. And wow, you know, so
that's crazy.
And my mom has this dollar, swear to God, to this day she has this dollar, and it's, yeah, I saw it myself. Yeah,
that's weird.
That's weird. Wow, that's very,
that's creepy.
That's creeping me out now.
So yeah, and Miles, I know you got a story something along those lines, don't you?
Well, I had a story a year or two ago where I was in a bake, like a day-old bakery or whatever it was or something, and, you know, I was going to buy whatever, and the lady who works there was following me around for some reason, and she's like, what do you like to eat? You like to eat this? And I'm like, I go, oh, yeah, there's some cookies on the top shelf. I go, those are ginger snaps. I go, my grandma loved ginger snaps. And at that point, a bag literally fell right off the top shelf onto the ground right at my feet.
Wow.
I go, give me those goddamn cookies right now. Sale. Boom.
Those are $50. I don't care.
That was very, it was so coincidental, but still at the same time, I go, man, I just, you know.
Was this before or after the girth? Because you may have just swung around. Your belly just took out a whole row.
Yeah, no, I wish I could say it was something like that. I mean, there's just no explanation for it. Just one bag. Just
where was your nose pointed to? Because you got a big nose.
Straight ahead, pretty much.
Oh, okay, just checking.
Nose, yeah. But, yeah, no, that was weird. That was very weird.
How strange.
That is strange.
People are screaming. Bob?
Yeah.
We're done with your story?